This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Gabriella Somerville. She's the managing director of ConnectJets, which is a UK-based charter and leasing brokerage. Gabriella, business aviation is taking a hammering in the U.S., due to perception problems and the continual thirst by the mainstream media to find corporate folks who are portrayed as abusing their privilege with the corporate aviation. What is the sense in Europe? Is there a big hate-on for corporate aviation in Europe?
I would say, in our success, at the moment I think perception is changing, and we're sort of controlling that change to a degree. I'd say post Capitol Hill, there was definitely within the marketplace in Europe, there was certainly a mood of business aviation as it didn't necessarily strike too many chords for people in the corporate world. So we had a lot of people that were flying privately that then sort of retracted. I think the last 6 months has certainly seen a change, certainly this side of the Atlantic, in the sense of perception, and people are coming back to flying privately again. And I think that perception has been driven by ourselves and being able to change the way that we communicate with our audience in Europe. And that's basically going down to changing our verbiage, sort of getting away from things like luxury and talking about it as a smart, efficient business tool. So it's just about changing our language and our communication to the greater audience.
So what you're saying is that the issue of the big three automakers flying their flying in corporate aviation to Washington for the bailouts that caused such a ruckus in North America actually spread to Europe as well?
Very much so. I think the whole sort of aviation scene was being looked at through a sort of microscope at that sort of time, as was everything. Every indulgence outside, especially corporations and shareholders, were analysing spend, and so therefore that sort of bad press did certainly migrate over the Atlantic and came to Europe, and amongst many other things at that time, and therefore we've had to work as an operation to try and sort of salvage that, and also try and sort of go out back to the market to entice our clients back. I would say, I think because of the sort of onerous commercial structures that are now being put in place, that I think we are starting to see those clients return to the fold, which we've certainly seen within the last 6 months. And as I said to you, I think for us, it has been about changing, and ConnectJets were very much about sort of getting the message out that this is now equivalent to an efficient iPhone, or what we call the iPlane. It's a new efficient business tool, and it's looking at it comparatively against costs of club and first class in Europe. So I think whilst it has been there's been a very strong negative note over the market, we are definitely seeing that change, and hopefully we'll continue to see it change over the next 6 months to a year.
Can you quantify that change? Tell me how your numbers are up over the last 6 months.
I think, yes, we can quantify that change. I think the way that we can do that is the interest we've got coming in, and it's not so much as in numbers, but it's who is showing that interest. So whereas we've seen patterns and trends in the past where there are certain sort of elements of the business that we've sort of seen change, we're sort of now looking at sort of, let's say, corporations and individuals. So what we do is we sort of monitor those calls that are coming in, and the sort of calls that are coming in at the moment are from a new audience. It's the sort of next XY generation, so people looking at business aviation as an alternative. And as I say, the ways that we've done that is comparatively putting pricing there or structuring it in a way that the audience that we're now targeting are seeing it as a viable product, and so that has enabled us to go out. So yes, we can quantify in numbers because we've definitely seen an increase. We've also seen an increase in those returning, so those that, let's say, went away in the corporate, especially around Canary Wharf and all those areas where we saw a real sort of trend and thrust into business aviation prior to Capitol Hill. Post that, we saw a sort of depression in that, and now we're starting to see those guys slowly starting to come back. So, but the encouraging part of what we're seeing now is not just that we're seeing those returning to the fold, but we're also seeing the new clients, the people that possibly wouldn't have engaged or even looked at business aviation as an alternative 4 or 5 years ago, they're now coming into the fold. So this is something that's good for us. And I think it's encouraging in the sense that we're seeing business aviation in Europe and wider and outside of that beginning to really sort of take hold, but in a new market.
Okay, what are your bread and butter destinations? Where do you fly to most often? Where do you find flights for people?
In Europe, I guess it's going to always be the major hub, so it's going to be Geneva, Nice. I mean, there are trends in the summer, so there's Olbia, there's Florence, there's certain patterns of migration where our clients go to, south of France. In the winter, it's obviously a ski destinations, and then we also have a lot of international clients that will be flying across Atlantic, over to China, Middle East, and further afield. But predominantly, if we're looking at this sort of utilization and rotation of trips in Europe, it tends to be sort of the major hubs. So really looking at, as I said, sort of Geneva, Switzerland, Paris, south of France, and possibly down to Malaga.
But some of those sound like vacation destinations, and that's part of the rub against private aviation. Is it okay in Europe to use your private jet to go on holiday?
Absolutely. I think we have clients actually specifically just use their jets or actually charter jets purely for leisure. So they may be looking at 25 hours a year and they're purely doing it for when their family are going down to the family home or to South France or their ski holidays. And then we have the clients also mix them for business and also for pleasure. So we certainly see a trend as we go into summer now. We're certainly seeing a trend upwards for those sort of people flying and migrating to their holiday homes, for sure. It's a big piece of our business and definitely it dictates trends and movements within Europe.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, Gabriella. Very enlightening. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.